with me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio, Lee Wood, who is the producer of the KUAF Vinyl Hour that you can hear every Sunday evening at 5 on KUAF 3. Happy almost official summer.
Okay, yeah, that's right. Yeah. It's been too hot for it to not be officially summer.
We had that one little break, or not break, but we had that one time when it was kind of hot, but the last week has been pretty mild.
This is true.
I mean, ish.
I like that you just revealed yourself, which is that when it's 100 degrees, you're at your happiest. You're like, that was a break when it was in triple digits.
Right, right.
Anyway, yes. I'm ready for summer, and you know it's Pride Week, right? Pride Month.
Pride Month, and the parade in Fayetteville is Saturday.
Saturday, yeah. That's right. And so in honor of Pride Month, we're going to re-listen to an episode for this week's Vinyl Hour that's a Pride playlist.
Okay.
My friend and my co-host for the episode, Martin Tuller, put together some of his favorite songs, but also songs that sort of track his journey of going to some of his first gay clubs in Fayetteville in the 80s. And then he moved to Houston where he met his husband and, you know, the clubs that they would go to and the music that they would see and the performances there. And then coming back here, it's this really great musical story that's Martin's story of, you know, the songs he encountered as he was coming out and meeting a community and meeting his husband, both in Fayetteville and in Houston.
Can you give us an example of something we'll hear?
You might have heard of some people like Donna Summer.
Okay. Yeah.
Or Diana Ross. I mean, they're iconic, divas, but they're also these great features in drag shows. You know, they're gay anthems. Mm-hmm. Sylvester is a standout for me. Yeah. I love him so much. So not a whole lot of music that you probably have never heard before, but they all tell a story. He remembers where he was in the club. He remembers, you know, the performer that he saw, and that this really is the music of the gay rights movement of the 70s and 80s.
The milepost effect, right? Some songs are so strong that they instantly take you back to the age you were when they meant the most to you.
Well, and let's take a Diana Ross song, for instance. I'm Coming Out is a song she really made about leaving Motown and, you know, getting free from Berry Gordy and that control that she'd been under. And now it is probably the most well-known LGBTQ anthem there
right.
is.
Yeah. Right.
So it's that kind of thing. Yeah. And these were songs that were adopted by that culture and community. And they still mean a lot. They still pack a punch.
All right. That's Sunday evening at 5 on KUAF 3, the Vinyl Hour with Lee Wood. Thank you, Lee.
Thanks.